Be'ez Hashem Mizbeuch, we begin Perek HaBa'asa, the 14th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Sanhedrin in the Sefer Shoftim, the Book of Judges, where we continue the theme regarding the capital punishment cases, where in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding those who are executed by the court. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding the mitzvah actually to execute. Arba Mises Nimster Lebezin, there are four types of death penalties that are given over to the courts. Skila, being stoned to death, Usreifa, burnt, Barig B'saif, killed by the sword, beheaded, Bechenik, and that of strangulation. Now, skila strefa mefarash nehema Torah, being stoned and burnt, are explicit in the Torah. But in Mepi Moshe Rabbeinu lamed from the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu, they learned, shekol misa amud b'Torah stam, whenever it says in the Torah unspecific that the person has to die, he chenik is with strangulation. And b'hedik is chaverim, someone who murders his friend, misas b'saif, his murder is by being beheaded. And b'chein inch anche iran nidachas, misas b'saif, those are the two that if someone causes a whole city, if the people of the city that were pushed to commit idolatry, the people of that city, if it's a whole city together, their death is that of by the sword too. Those are the four types of death penalties. Halacha base. Now, kol misa mehem, every one of these death penalties, mitzvah sasehi, lebezdin, it's a positive commandment for the court, larg ba, mishnas chayv ba, to execute the one who is obligated for that death penalty. Ve'im reshus lamelcha harag, and the king, however, although he has permission to kill those who rebel against him, that's not be'achas men, that's not by any one of these, el b'saif b'vad. The only one he has is that he could do that of beheading. Halacha gimel. Komuchiv mis bezin. Whoever is obligated in a death penalty from the court, shalohi mis oiz bezin, that the courts did not execute him, bet le mitzvah sasei, the courts nullified a positive commandment. Babalo over mitzvah sasei, but they didn't violate a negative prohibition. Chutz min ha-machashav, except for a sorcerer, shem lohi misuib, they don't execute him, over mitzvah sloisah, they violate a negative prohibition, shem like says the pasuk in Shemais, mechashef aleisachaya, a sorcerer you should not keep alive, that's a negative prohibition. Lacha Dalet continues with the gradations and the levels of these mises bezdim. So skila chamur min ha-sreifa, being stoned to death is more severe than that of sreifa, as we find, like a magadif, avoid the zara, that are very severe sins, those are ones that get skila, so you see that it's more severe than that of sreifa. Now, at the same time, Sreifa Chamur Min HaSaif, as we see from other more severe averus than that of beheading, so that means to say burning is more severe than Saif, Vasaif Chamur Min HaChanik, and beheading is more severe of a death penalty than that of strangulation. Now, B'chomish and Saif B'shlei Mises, whoever is liable for two death penalties, Nidim HaChamur gets the more severe of the two. Bein Sha'ab B'shlei Averis Zohazu, whether he violated two sins consecutively, one after the other, Bein Sha'ab Aver Achas, or whether he violated one sin, Shechayv Aleshtei Mises, which actually could hold him liable for two death penalties. Like, for example, if he cohabits with his mother-in-law who is a married woman, where the mother-in-law is Sreifa and the married woman is Chenik. So he'll get the more severe one, that of Sreifa. And I feel enigma din l'kala. And even if there was already a verdict handed down for a lesser death penalty, and then he violated the more severe, and for the more severe death penalty, and the verdict was handed down. So nigma chamur, again, he's always going to get the more severe of the two death penalties. Halacha hei. And whether it's a man or a woman, don and nice and barb misses, they both get these four types of death penalties. Halacha Vav says, what do you do if those who are liable to the death penalty get mixed up with other people? So kol chayiv mises, anyone who is on death row, who is liable for a death penalty, which you get mixed up, you're always going to go ahead and judge them with the lesser of the two. So if one that's chayiv skila and one that gets mixed up with chenik, then you're going to do them both chenik, you can do the lesser of the two. If someone has the verdict that he should be executed, now he runs out and he's mixed in with other people. We don't know which is from whom. Or even, let's say you have someone that he was being prosecuted for the death penalty, but the verdict wasn't handed down yet. Now you get mixed up with someone that the verdict was already handed down that it should be executed. But you don't know who he specifically is, even though you might know that they all have to be executed. But kulam b'turin the ogum exempt. If she ain't gurmin din shalom b'fun, because you cannot pass down the verdict of a person only in front of him, and even though he's here, but you don't know exactly who he is, almost like he's not here. Which obviously this was only necessary for the case of when he gets mixed up with someone that's nigmar dinai. If he's mixed up with other people, you don't need to have the reason. Obviously, you're not going to kill other people because of the person who's supposed to be executed to get mixed amongst them. Halacha ches continues with the process as it applies to the witnesses. Misham al nafshe. So someone standing on his life. And the courts can't go ahead and tie him down so that they could kill him and execute him with the death penalty that he's liable for. So then the witnesses kill him, whatever type of death they could do to kill him once his verdict has been handed down. Now, but there's no permission yet for any of the other people of the Jewish population to execute him initially. Because the Pasuk says in Devarim, Yara Eden Tiya by Berishon Lamisa Biad Kalam Bachreina. Initially, he has to be the witnesses. Now, the figure, therefore, Im Nikta Yara Eden, if the hands of the witnesses actually get cut off, Potter, that's going to actually let the one who's on death row to be let loose, because he cannot fulfill Yara Eden Tiya by, because the hands of the witnesses have been amputated. Now, Vimhoyu Eden Gadman Mitchila, but if let's say they were amputees from beforehand, then that would not invalidate them. Yehorg b'yadachem. Then the defendant will just be executed by other people. Now, but when we say that if the hands of the witnesses are cut off after they testified, will actually exempt the defendant, that's b'shar mechuyi b'meisiz bas. That's by all other people that are liable for death penalty. Chutz minatzech. The exception is a murderer. V'hoyrig nefesh nigmadina. But someone who murdered someone else, that his verdict was handed down. Roitvin achrav. You chase after him b'chol davar. With anything, with any tool, biad kolodim, and through any person, until you kill him. Halacha Taz continues regarding the burial of those who are executed by the court. Kol harugi bezdin, all those who are executed by the courts, in koyven oisim bekibri abisayim b'chal yisod. You don't bury them in the burial plots where their parents, where they're amongst the rest of the Jewish people in the Jewish cemetery. El shnei kavodas mesaklam bezdin. The courts actually instituted two different burial places, two different cemeteries for these. They were executed by the courts. Echel and Neskalman and Strafen, one for those who were stoned and burnt. Vechel and Narogman and Nechokin, those who were beheaded and strangulated, which you're not supposed to have righteous with not righteous, but you don't even do someone with more severe wicked to less severe wicked, because the Neskal and Neskalman are more severe, so even that they separate. Which would double to Halacha Mepiashmo, this is Halacha from tradition, and therefore it's specifically those two and those two. Now, Nesach Labasa, once his flesh has been decomposed in the ground, then they would gather the bones, then they would go and bury them in the burial plots of their ancestors. And the yesh lekaveim laslehem, and the relatives should make for them, meaning for the bones, after the flesh is decomposed, a coffin and burial shrouds for their bones. Halacha Yud continues with the need to be patient when it comes to capital punishment. Shichem bezdin, the courts need to lisyashiv b'din nefashes, to be settled when it comes to capital punishment, ulahamtin, to wait, below yitro, not to be pressed. In any court that executes someone in once in 7 years, they're called destroyers. Now, even so, if it does happen to them that they're going to be executing people every single day, hargan, then that's what they have to do. They'll kill them. But we never execute two on the same day. Rather, we judge one on one day and the other one the next day. But if both of them were in the same sin, in the same death penalty, the adulterer with the adulteress, they both committed this sin together, and they're going to get the same death penalty, then we could judge both of them on the same day, because that you could verify at the same time. However, therefore, if the adulterer was mezana with the daughter of a kohen, since he gets for his adultery the death penalty of strangulation, but he b'sreifa, she actually gets the more severe penalty, as the Torah tells us, of being burned. In Hargan Shnei Be'emechad, we wouldn't execute them even for the same crime at the same day, because it's going to be two different types of death penalties. Halacha Yudalev qualifies that this whole idea of capital punishment is only when the high court was in the Lishkas Hagazas. In Don Din Nefashes El B'fnei Abayis, we don't educate capital punishment cases only at a time when the Beis Hamikdash was around. And the Hushia Bez Nagod Losham Balishka Shem Hamikdash, and only when the high court, the Sanhedrin, was over within the chamber in the Beis Hamikdash, Shnema Bezakim Mamad, like it says regarding the elder who rebels against the decision of the high court, as it says in the Devarim, Levilti Shmoyel HaKoyin Begomer, that he's not listening to the Koyin. Now it says, or to the Shefer, to the judge. Well, the judge makes sense. What does it have to do with the Koyin? Which in Pia Shmolamda, from tradition, they taught, Shebezman Sheyesh Koyin, Makav HaGam Mizbech, only at a time when there's a Koyin who's sacrificing on the altar, then Yeshdin Nefashah, then there's the laws of capital punishment. Behu, and also Shiyeh Bez Nagod B'mkomi, that the high court is in its place, like it says that if they're exiled from the place, we don't do capital punishment, because it's become to Balisa Lamakam, which the place of where they were in the Beis HaMikdash, that caused to allow them, as we're going to say in Halacha Yud Gimel. Halacha Yud Beis. But Chila, in the beginning, Kishenev the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, Hoyibez Nagod B'yishin Balishkas HaKosas, the high court, they sat in the chamber of Yun stone, which was built with these types of stones as a type of honor and dignity for the Sanhedrin. Shahis Be'ez Yisrael, which was in the courtyard of the Yisrael, which was more within than the Ezes Nashim. It was one of the courtyards of the large courtyard. Now, however, the place where they sat, Choylhoi, was actually unconsecrated. Because in the actual proper of the courtyard itself, which is sanctified, the only ones that could sit are from the Davidic dynasty, but not the judges. So they weren't in the sanctified part. But when the line of judgment became blurred and became ruined, and people were sinning, and there was too many people to execute, they exiled themselves from one place to another place. And they went to 10 different places of exile, and at the end they were in Tveria. And from then until now, they have never been a high court of the Sanhedrin. But Kabbalah, he says, Rambam, there's a tradition that when they're going to go back and start over again, it's going to start from Tveria. And from there they're going to go and remove themselves and go to the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha Gimel. 40 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, Batlu din nefashos miyisrael, they stopped judging capital punishments from the Jewish people. And that's after Bishoya Mikdash Kayim, even though the Beis HaMikdash was around. So you had this, like we said, Levilt Shmoya Lakayim, but Meshagolo Sanhedrin, like we mentioned at the end of Elohu Yidalf, because the Sanhedrin had already went into exile, they weren't in the original place in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they couldn't do capital punishment anymore. And that's why they did that. Now, Bizman Shadon the Din Nefashim Beitzov, however, at a time when they do educate capital punishment cases in Eretz Yisrael, then Don the Din Nefashim Bechutzlaz, then you could also go ahead and judge them out of Eretz Yisrael. But Vahu, as long as Shiyu has Sanhedrin, as long as they are Sanhedrin, that are Smuchim Aretz, that had Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, Kamesh Be'an, like we already explained this in Perek Dad, Halachid Beis, where Shas Sanhedrin, Noheges, Pa'aretz, Bechutzlaz, because the Sanhedrin themselves, they conduct themselves not only in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Chutzlaz, they could also execute someone.